Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Hotspot, the show where Delia and Marilyn, your sexy mistress co-hosts, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. I am your super sexy co-host, Delia, of BegForMistress.com.
And this is Mistress Marilyn, your naughty, cock-teasing femdom of KinkAdvisor.com. And sultry co-hosts of tonight's kinkified, sexy masturbation fun.
Tonight certainly is going to be a sexy show, and we have really been looking forward to it. Our mistress masturbation show is going to top off Masturbation May. Oh yes, we mistresses absolutely do masturbate, and this show is a little peek behind the pink curtains. And it's all about what we like. So I have a question for you all. Are you ready to get hot? Oh, yes. Get ready. We are going to have a naughty, sexy, sharing show. So get ready to get hot.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, it is time for Miss Marilyn's Sex Toy Reviews, and I just have to say, this week, I am extra excited, even more excited than I was last week, because I happen to be featuring my very first G-Spot vibrator that gave me my very first G-Spot orgasm. Hell to the yes. So, tonight we are featuring the Lilo GG Vibrator. And this is a vibrator that is sculpted specifically for G-spot pleasure. It is nice and slim, featuring a gorgeous, oh, and I do stress gorgeous, curve up to its flattened, oval-shaped tip that is sure to hit the right spot every single time. So, boys, if the lady in your life has been searching for her knight in buzzing armor, look no further. Not only is this toy the perfect shape for G-spot pleasure, but the flattened tip gives even more control over clitoral stimulation when things get truly, truly slippery. Even better, this toy shape can benefit you too, so long as you remember that the lady always comes first, and I know you will. You can try out this toy on the sensitive ridge right where your head meets your shaft for a quite tantalizing tease, or try it out on the little patch of skin that's right between your balls and right before perhaps uncharted territory. Use a nice amount of pressure when you do this, and I suggest that you try rubbing the tip of that gorgeous Lilo GG vibrator in tight little circles. You're gonna love it. Now, I know. This vibrator already sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, I do have a little secret for you. It gets even better. The insertable length of this vibrator is just a little over 3 inches, and it's covered in light pink, velvety, smooth silicone. I absolutely love Lilo silicone. The interface towards the base of the toy is really nice and simple, and actually, it's quite reminiscent of the original iPods. You will find a little circle with 4 buttons. There will be a minus on the left, a plus on the right, and up and down arrows. To lock or unlock the toy, press on the plus and minus buttons at the same time for 5 seconds. This will keep your toy from turning on if it gets bumped in storage, or it'll get it up and running when you're ready to have some fun. Now, let's talk a little bit about exactly what those buttons can do to make you tingle. Once your toy is unlocked, press the plus sign to get it buzzing. The longer you hold it, the more intense the vibration is going to be. So if you want it a little bit gentler, just press the minus sign until it's as gentle as you want it. The up arrow is how you get to the vibration patterns. Oh, and this is the best part. I know Miss Delia has tried out a couple of Lilo toys. Isn't that just the best part, Miss Delia?
Oh, I love it. I do.
So, you are going to want to start, well, you'll start with your standard vibration. You keep pressing the up arrow. It is followed by a slow yet very deep pulsating sensation. Press it again. The pulsing gets faster. My favorite setting. Oh my goodness. Feels just like a man thrusting inside of me. Oh. Now one more push. That will bring you to a vibration that rolls to an intense pulse. And then back down into a dull buzz, which is just the most perfect setting for the edging connoisseur. And that's putting it simply. Now, the Lalo Gigi is a rechargeable vibrator, and this is a feature about this toy that I really, really love. No batteries required, never have to worry about it. It takes about an hour for the toy to charge in full. Just plug it into the charger that comes with the toy, and as long as the circle around the interface is flashing, it's still charging. Once the LED light inside that circle glows consistently, you will be charged up and ready to play for about 90 minutes. Now do remember, this is a silicone toy, so only use water-based lube. Lalo's lube is probably one of the silkiest, longest-lasting water-based lubes that I've ever had the pleasure of trying so far, and your toy should come with a sample packet. Lastly, the original Lalo Gigi is not waterproof, so do not submerge the toy past the insertable silicone when cleaning. Lalo did recently develop the waterproof Lalo Gigi 2, which you can check out at your local toy shop if a waterproof toy is important for your playtime. Whichever version you choose, whether you get the original from stockroom.com or check out the newer version at your local toy shop, I can guarantee from personal experience, oh fuck yes, you are sure to have a spine-tingling play date with the Lalo Gigi.
Oh my, that does sound hot and sexy, Miss Marilyn, and I can just visualize you, enjoying that Lalo Gigi. Whew. Now, I actually have a myth to quell that Miss Delia really just loves dildos when she masturbates. Now, over on Enchantrix Empire, I put up a little discussion about favorite sex toys and masturbation and all kinds of fun things, and you can check it out over at EnchantrixEmpire.com, but I am here to put the myths to rest. Now, it's true. I do have my J.O. Gel, that Peter T's toy so wonderfully got me as a lovely little gift, and oh, that just makes my clit so happy. Oh, it's a gel that almost makes my clit feel like it's vibrating. But that's not my very favorite thing. Although used in combination with my favorite thing, it's pretty amazing. Then I have my favorite vibrator from stockroom.com that I lovingly have named Pinky. And it has a real feel cyber skin. Oh, and it curves and flexes however you need it to. That's good, but it's not my favorite. My very favorite sex toy, and the toy that I will be talking a little bit about tonight, is just a very simple pink pussy pump. Oh, yeah. If you need to have some extra sensation, if you want to feel extra stimulated, if you want to really please your woman, you can get her pumped up for the hottest sex of her life. What the pussy pump does is it attaches, you know, you just place it and use a little bit of suction and it sucks right on, just like those snake bite kits that we really enjoy teasing your nipples with, or a penis pump, just like that. So it attaches onto a lady's pretty parts and you use that little ball squeezer to, well, not a ball squeezer, I guess that's what it's called, right? So it's a little ball pump, I guess. And you squeeze it, and you squeeze it just to the right sensation so you feel a little bit of tension and suction on your labia and on your clit, and it is amazing. It's ergonomically shaped to fit a lady's curves and contours perfectly, and it has a very quick release valve. And the hose is nice and short. You can play with it yourself. You can have a partner help you. And it's great because you can take that little ball off when you found the right bit of suction and put it back on. It's fantastic. Now, this toy cost me about $15. It's probably one of my least expensive sex toys, but it really gives such amazing results. I found this toy when I was looking for a penis pump because I wanted to do some different or more interesting tease and denial sessions with Jack, and I figured if I was pumping him up, well, maybe I'd want to experiment and find out what it felt like on my own pretty pink parts. So, I found pussy pumps. Some were just really huge and clear and reminded me of something that would go over your face in the hospital during surgery. Not sexy. And some were teeny, teeny, tiny. And, I mean, just for the clit. And, I mean, really almost too tiny for that, I felt like. But then I saw this one by Doc Johnson, and it was actually recommended to me by the woman in the adult toy store. And she said, this one is simple, it's sassy, it's a pink pussy pump, and you will love it. It was perfect. I brought it home, I tried it on, and realized it fit my petite pussy very well. It made my lips swell up and increased sensation, which just made every touch or lick or thrust even more exciting than it really ever was. So I have to say, being multi-orgasmic, I love the pink pussy pump as a great sex toy because it really helps to bring on orgasm after orgasm. So I would highly recommend, if you are looking for something to introduce kinky, fun sex, maybe a first sex toy to your partner, try the pink pussy pump. It's really worked for me, and I'm sure it'll work for you.
Welcome back, naughty boys. Well, I certainly know that after hearing about Miss Delia's experimentation with such an amazing pussy pump, I am sure pumped up for some masturbation. How about you, Miss Delia?
Oh, yeah, I've got my pump right here. And does this mean we're going to stroking time?
You know, I sure think it does. Oh, yes, it is stroking time. And we mistresses came up with the song for you to enjoy and stroke to. Of course, well, we each use our favorite sex toys on the side. So, let's all have a few minutes of stroking pleasure. But remember, this week is all about the mistress's pleasure, so absolutely no coming for you.
Welcome back, everybody. Ooh, I hope that you had fun stroking. Miss Marilyn and I certainly had fun masturbating during that song. Now, I want to know if you know that masturbation is so very good for your health. Masturbation, and for those of you allowed, orgasms, will release those happy chemicals into your bloodstream and brain, and they really do help to improve your mood. Now, if you're not allowed to orgasm, edging and teasing does just about the same thing. So whether your mistress lets you come or not, you're getting the same great brain benefits for sure. Now, masturbation, you know, what do you think of first maybe when you think of masturbating? Porn. And there are so many kinds of porn now out for ladies. All kinds of great movies and even, you know, movie studios that are out there specifically for women. I find that they tend to be more erotic and more sensual, a little more sexy, and they focus on topics and things and films that women really like to see. And being a connoisseur of porn, I appreciate that the porn industry is willing to start putting out some amazing porn for women. Now, don't get me wrong, I still love my down and dirty, crazy kinds of porn, my eclectic mix of porn, but I felt it was worthy of saying that I have been turned on to the world of ladies porn. So if you ever need a porn tip, just ask me for sure. Now let's get back to female masturbation, because it's really not talked about. So I think that's why Miss Marilyn and I wanted to give you this sexy peek behind the pink curtain today. There has been a stigma against females who are sexually confident, who like sex, and they seem to be, you know, seen as overly sexualized in modern society. And I just think that that's ridiculous, to think of a woman as a slut because she likes to pleasure herself. Come on. Aren't we more enlightened than that? We have to be here. So, I want to give you some very interesting facts about female masturbation that you may not have known. Now, of course, you know, it's a glorious and interesting thing. But we're going to get into a few other little bits. One, more women masturbate than those who are actually willing to admit it openly. Now, that means that in studies, about 50% of women will say, sure, I masturbate, but scientists, being as sexy as they are, show that the numbers are about as high as 92% for women, that they really do masturbate. So it's not such a secret. We all do it. Mm-hmm. Another little tidbit I found interesting is that older women don't stop masturbating. Now, I'm down here in Florida, and, you know, in some places there are pockets of lots of lovely retired ladies, and this should not come as a surprise. Oh, my goodness. Well, maybe it will. There are huge amounts of romance novels just specifically for seniors. It's kind of a little niche market here, but I will tell you that in a Kinsey masturbation study, 30% of women between the ages of 60 and 69 who were in relationships still played with themselves, and they think that number is actually about half as low as it should be. Ha ha. Everyone loves to masturbate, and they do it for a long time. Another little tidbit, women like to use vibrators, as you could hear from Miss Marilyn's sex toy review. Now, it says about 53% of women use vibrators when masturbating or playing with themselves. Now, I do, but not as much as, you know, fingers or other toys. I tend to like to squeeze or hump, maybe a little bit better than vibrate. Although when you mix a good squeeze or hump with vibration, it can be just amazing. Okay. And did you know that the first vibrator was actually created by Victorian doctors? And way back in the day, female orgasms were seen as a way to treat hysteria. You know how your woman gets if she hasn't come in a little while. So doctors would massage their female patients' pretty parts until they reached orgasm. Now, for the doctors, this just must not have been sexy enough, or it must have tired out their hands. Or the treatment was just so effective that there was a mad rush to the doctor's office every day because everyone wanted one. Because eventually, Victorian doctors got together and created the first vibrator to do the job for them. I wonder if it was Dr. Lalo that did that. 22% of females admit to masturbating to orgasm daily. Miss Marilyn, for the month of May, you would absolutely be in this category. Mm-hmm. And over 50% of women masturbate at least once a week. So there you go. More than 41% of women have accidentally been caught masturbating. Isn't that kind of cool? And they say 22.6% of women intentionally have set it up so that they will be walked in on. See, we women, isn't that naughty? We do have dirty minds. I love it. Now, I thought that this was really interesting. The longest recorded female orgasm was 43 seconds long, with 25 pussy kind of contractions included. Incredible, huh? Oh, I love it. And the largest clitoris in the world? Oh, for you guys with little penises, maybe you want to block your ears. The largest clitoris in the world was the size of a penis. It was 4.5 inches long and 1.5 inches wide. I'm going to use that the next time there's a small penis humiliation call that I have. Now, you guys love to use household kinds of fun things for masturbation, and women do too. Cucumbers are thought to maybe be the best household object for female masturbation. However, most women, and studies have shown this, prefer to use candles instead. So those candles on your buffet or your dining room table, you might not know where they've been. Now, interestingly, about 24% of women, a quarter of women, which just makes me sad, can achieve orgasm through penetration. I sure wish it was more. So that's why orgasm and masturbation is so important to women. And finally, masturbating to orgasm for anyone, but not just women. But anyone, is seen as an effective tranquilizer for both men and women. So, if your girlfriend, wife, lover, whatever, is having trouble sleeping, she should really put those fingers to work. And you should just pretend to be asleep so she can do it in bed right next to you, and it'll be a special, sexy kind of tease just for you. Now, when we come back, Miss Marilyn is going to update us on her masturbation May experiment.
Now, I don't know about all you naughty boys, but it's definitely getting hot in here for me. In fact, I just lost about 2 layers of satin. I am now apparently commando. Thank you, Miss Delia.
You're welcome.
And with that said, oh yes, I definitely have to talk about how Masturbation May has been going for me. Now, you've probably all heard the news that I made it my goal to get myself off twice a day every day for all of Masturbation May. But, you know, if I'm going to celebrate right, you know that the fun I've been having is not a wham, bam, thank you hand. Earlier this week, I wrote on my blog, kinkadvisor.com, about just how much I adore masturbation and why it truly just doesn't compare to much else. I do like to think that sex, kink, and masturbation can be equally enjoyable, but come on now. There's just no denying that I'm capable of pleasuring myself in ways that nobody else can because I know my body better than anyone else. It's a different sensation and a much different vibe when pleasure is only about me, myself, and I. There's no one else I have to worry about, nothing else I have to think about. It's just beautifully relaxing and all about me. I gotta love it. Now, the way I see it, there are different levels of orgasmic pleasure. And I know that my strokers who adore some extensive edging before a happy ending can certainly say the same. Now, my strokers can also vouch for the fact that I adore edging and teasing the hell out of your cock and, well, even ruining an orgasm from time to time. While you hear that devious little giggle of mine ringing in your ear. There's a reason I enjoy teasing you so much. You see, Learning to navigate my body, it was certainly a process. And that process was not without exploring the ups and downs of the pleasure scale. Us women are really, really lucky in that we can have clitoral orgasms, G-spot orgasms, and multiple orgasms. But I'll be the first to tell you, it does take some experimenting to get there. Now, I am, of course, ever the curious mistress. Oh, you know what they say. So, I know exactly what you're feeling when I add your cock, and even when I ruin your orgasm. Over many, many nights of naughty bubble baths and solo flings beneath satin sheets, I've learned that edging myself can be quite a thrill when I know that I'm building up to a spine-tingling, sheet-soaking orgasm. I'm talking when Harry met Sally. Okay, those kind of noises.
Ooh,
wait, the
nice
noises. Oh, and Miss Delia, I know you've been there yourself. Isn't that just the best?
It really is. There's nothing quite like it. You're absolutely right.
Well, there is something that is just a little bit better than that, though. I do gotta say, well, I have experimented with ruined orgasms to get a taste of the pleasure that I'm just snatching away from you when I tell you to put that cock down, naughty boys. But here's the kicker. It was experimenting with ruined orgasms that I finally stumbled upon the realization that I can, in fact, have multiples. Uh-huh.
Nice.
It's right where I get to that moment where I stop stimulation and that pleasure kind of backs down into a dull throb. That pretty pink pussy just contracts nice and tight, and then it kind of rolls over through my muscles. And once it gets to that place, the slightest flick of the fingertips can spark on a mini orgasm, followed by my pussy contracting delightfully. Oh. Now, I think my record was probably about 10 of those before finally revving the pace back up and having to bite my pillow to avoid waking the neighbors when I finally came.
Wow. Wow.
And I know, you're all thinking, but mistress, I don't get to come every time I edge. I don't get to have multiple orgasms after I ruin mine. That's not fair. I know. I know it's not fair. And that's why it's just great. And, well, that's why it's important to remember that I'm the mistress and, well, hello, you're the stroker. And the best part, all that being unfair only keeps you more and more teased for my amusement. Just as it should be. Don't you agree, Miss Delia?
Oh, wholeheartedly, I agree, Miss Marilyn. So very well said. I don't think that I could even add anything. Just to fuck yeah.
Love it. Oh, my. Those gorgeous masturbation sounds. I am just adoring the audio from Miss Harper. Ah, are you still reeling, Miss Delia?
I have to say, Miss Harper having an orgasm, and she did tell me that was a nice, real orgasm that she had, and she just had to record it. I just think that's amazing. It does make me nice and tingly.
I love being tingly. Ooh. Well, I think I'm going to be a little bit tingly while I share some of my scheduling news. Now, this masturbation May, I'm still on that catch-me-as-you-see-me schedule. I am typically available in the late evenings through early mornings, so check www.kinkadvisor.com/schedule to see which hours I plan to be available and masturbating with my phone and vibrator at my side day of. Or you can email me at marilyn@enchantrixempire.com. And we can see about arranging a very sexy appointment between you and I. And I think Miss Delia has some schedule news of her own.
Absolutely. Days are wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And, you know, guys, since I've been, you know, talking about this and posting this, you are doing a great job asking for appointments. So I'm around from, you know, 8-ish in the morning until 5 or 6-ish at night. But if you email me for an appointment, and a lot of you have been, you're finding that it's so totally possible for us to connect and have some really, really sexy time just for each other together. It's so fucking hot. So please do continue to email me for those appointments. If I can, I will. And if for some reason you can't get in touch with me, just go to helpmycock.com or call into dispatch to ask them to buzz my cell. And you know, if I can make time to get on the phone with you and we can have some hot fun together, it is going to happen.
Miss Delia, I'm wondering, where exactly are you keeping that cell when it's getting buzzed?
Oh, you know I love my vibrating ringtones. I'll never tell.
Oh, my goodness. I have had way too much fun tonight. I gotta love it. I love Mistress Masturbation. Oof. Thank you all for tuning in for a spanking good time. This is Miss Marilyn signing off and slipping into the world of bubble baths and my waterproof Lalo Mona vibrator. So you all have a kinky evening, and I will catch you next Sunday.
And this is Miss Delia telling you to remember to download our show's podcast and check out our partner blog, kinkclassroom.com, for sexy recaps of this week's show. Remember, be back here at 8 p.m. Eastern every Sunday, and everyone have a hot and sexy week.